Yevamos Perek Gimel Mishnah Hey L'Zecher Nishmas Esther Bat Shalom. We are still down in Alabama where the family tree doesn't fork, brothers marry sisters, and everything gets complicated. Perek Gimel Mishnah Hey Shlosha Achim, there are three brothers. Brothers 1, 2, and 3, Shnayim Mehem Nesuin Shtei Achayos. Brothers 1 and 2 married two sisters, women number 1 and 2. Be'echad Mufna, and the third brother is single. Meis Echad Mibalei Achayos, if one of the husbands of the sisters, brother number 1, husband of wife number one, dies. Now, in the other case, we had them all dying at the same time. But in this case, we have a time difference here that's going to make things messy. Va'asava mufne ma'amar. The single brother, the married brother, cannot marry his wife's sister. So brother number two is off the table. But brother number three, who is single, he doesn't perform yibum right away to this woman, widow number one. Instead, he gives her ma'amor, where he says, Ahareya mekudeshesli. Midarabanan, there is now a connection between him and his brother's widow. But midiraisa, he hasn't performed yibum or chalitza yet. So the zika is still in place, and it's not finished. Va'achakach meisachivasheni. And he took too long, and then brother number two dies. Now, woman number one, he performed ma'amar with, so she's kind of quasi-yibumed, but not really. Brother number two died, so now woman number two, Achos Zekukaso, is now waiting for what he's going to do with Yibum or Chalitza. But they're sisters. Beishamai Omrim Ishto Imo. Beishamai is Mekil. And they say the woman that he performed ma'amar with, she's his wife. And therefore, Imo, she can stay with him, and they are completely yibumed and married, even though they only did a Durabanan speech and didn't consummate the marriage yet. The halah, teitzei mishum achozisha, and woman number two, whose husband just passed away, doesn't have to perform yibum or chalitza, because now that he's married to her sister, she is achoz ishto, and that's it. It's done. Uveisil lomrim, nope, sorry. Motzeis ishto baget uvachalitza. Nope. The woman that he performed ma'amor with, he's quasi-married, but not min ha-Torah. And so as a result, he has to divorce her. He can never consummate the marriage, because she's achos zekukaso min ha-Torah. So as a result, he has to divorce her. And to add insult to injury, he also has to perform chalitza to her, because the zika is still there. The eishes achiv ba-chalitza. And woman number two, the second woman who become a widow, he's got to perform chalitza with her as well, because she is also achaz zekukaso. Zohi she'amru, and this is what people say, oy lo al ishto v'oy lo al eishes achiv. Woe to him on his wife that he's never going to consummate with, and woe to him on the wife of his brother, meaning the other woman who fell to him for yibum, because he can't perform yibum with her either. Instead, he ends up out in the cold with no wife through no fault of his own. But he should have hurried up, otherwise this would not have happened. Mishnah Vav, once again, three brothers. Shlosha Achim, there are three brothers. One has the Elder Wand, one has the Invisibility Cloak. Sorry, Harry Potter. Shnayim Mehem Nesuin Shtei Achayos. Brother number one married woman number one. Brother number two married her sister, woman number two. Ve'echad Nasui Nachris. In this case, the third brother, Levi, brother number three, is not single, but rather he has his own wife. So things are really complicated, but she's nobody's sister. She has nothing to do with the other two. Meis echad mibalei achayos. Once again, brother number one dies. V'chanas, and he then, nasli nachris es ishto. The one who was married to the unrelated woman does yibum on widow number one. There's no issue of achos anything at this point because brother number two is alive and well. So he did his job. He did yibum. Brother number two could not because he was married to that woman, widow number one's sister. So he was out of the picture. So brother number three did his job. Now brother number three has two wives. Wife number one, who was a widow and then did yibum with him, and his own wife, who's not related to anybody. Then vames, brother number three dies. And that leaves brother number two in a little bit of a dilemma. Harishona yotza misha machos isha. He cannot marry widow number one because she is the sister of his wife, wife number two. So widow number one is off the hook. Ushnia misham tsarasa. And the second woman is now the tsara of achos ishto. That goes back to the very first case in the Mishnah, in the entire Masechta, which tells us he doesn't even have to do chalitza with her. Because she is achos ishto, and she's out. And the tzara is also out. So both women now no longer need a chalitza or a yibum. On the other hand, what if brother number three, who had his own wife, didn't finish the job before he died. Asa ba ma'amar. So again, brother number one is married to woman number one. Brother number two is married to her sister, woman number two. Brother number three has his own wife, but then he does ma'amar with widow number one. Does not complete the yibum vomes, but he dies with the ma'amar, which is the case from our previous Mishnah, where it's quasi-married and quasi-not-married. Nachris choletzes holomis yabemes. In the case of brother number two, the only one who's left, he still has to do chalitza with the unrelated woman. The woman who was originally the widow of number one, ma'amar is immaterial. She's achos ishto, and so he can't do anything. But the second unrelated woman, he can't perform yibum with her either because there is still a tsara situation because of the ma'amar, and yet at the same time, she's achos ishto as well. What is he going to do? He performs chalitza on the woman who's unrelated because there's a quasi-zika because of the ma'amar, and at the same time, she's a quasi-co-wife of wife number one because of the ma'amor. So he can't do yibum. He just can't. And so he's got to give her chalitza. Hopefully that's clear. And as a result, they both are not going to be able to marry the remaining brother. Shlosha achim, yet again a case of three brothers. Shnayim hem nesum shtei achayos. Brother number one married wife number one. Brother number two married wife number two. The echad nasli nachris. And brother number three, again in our case, is married to an unrelated woman. Meis hanosui nachris. This time, the one who died first is brother number three with the unrelated wife. V'chonas echad mibali achayos es ishto. And brother number two performs yibum, which he could, either brother could have. She's not related to either of their wives. V'meis, and then he dies. Harishona, brother number one, the wife of brother number two, who is the sister of the wife of the remaining brother. Harishona yotze misham achos isha. He can't do yibum with her because she's achos ishto. And ushniya misham tzarasa. The nachriya, even though she had done yibum all properly and everything, she is now a tzara of achos ishto. And so she's out too. And again, it really doesn't matter. In these cases, we've switched the order of who dies when, but the situation with the wives is exactly identical. The one who's not related is the co-wife of one who is achos ishto. Even if it was just through ma'amar, she's still considered a quasi-tzara. And so as a result, she gets chalitza and not yibun. The wife who is the sister of his own wife at that time, she of course doesn't need anything because she is automatically usher to him by an erva d'oraisa. And so as a result, what we do is we make sure that everybody is off the hook. But nobody can perform yibum because there's enough of quasi-relationships here that we can't take a chance and that derabanan, they're going to be usher. So chalitza would be the only answer.